Gospels, none of the four evangelists personally knew Jesus. And the Gospels were written long after the death of Jesus. We're reading this year from Matthew. Matthew was not written until about the year 85. And so they're not historical documents. They are statements of faith. Each one written to a different audience with a different purpose. Matthew writes to a Jewish audience who believed that Jesus was the Messiah. And so everything in his gospel is going to be focused on showing that Jesus is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies. We have just read the Passion in Matthew's gospel. Matthew tells us more about the Passion than any of the other gospels put together. Only Matthew tells us that Judas was paid 30 pieces of silver. Only Matthew tells us that Judas repented and tried to return the money, but the temple fathers would not take it and instead, according to Matthew, used it to buy a cemetery. Only Matthew will tell us that Judas committed suicide. In fact, Luke ascribes another form of death to him. Only Matthew will tell us that Jesus called Judas friend in the garden. Only Matthew will say that all of these things took place in fulfillment of the scriptures, and also he is the only one to tell us that these things took place for the forgiveness of our sins. Only Matthew will tell us that Pilate's wife had a dream and urged Pilate to have nothing to do with Jesus. And only Matthew will tell us that at the death of Jesus, there was an earthquake, tombs opened, and people came from their tombs. That is a fulfillment of an Old Testament prophecy in the book of Daniel. And only Matthew will tell us that the Pharisees asked for guards to be put at the tomb out of fear that the disciples would steal Jesus' body and claim that he had risen from the dead. The more we can know about the scriptures, the more we can know Jesus Christ and the greater potential to have a relationship with him.